see what we can do to love your body, to love your situation in terms of your health and well-being. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. This is the Good Day program. In fact, it's Good Day Health. Every week we spend a couple of hours of your time, your valuable time, giving you valuable information. That's why you're here, because you know you're going to, when you rate your time, it's important to spend time learning and enjoying the conversation. Certainly that's the case with Jack Stockwell, who is what is called an upper cervical NUCCA doctor. You're going to love it when I come visit you on Friday. I have an x-ray of my entire spine from head to my you-know-what. So you can look at that and enjoy. I'm sure you'll be thrilled by looking at it.
Yes, especially the head part.
Yes, right.
Yes.
All right, so Jack is here. We'll try to get some of your questions. Send them along to Doug at DougStephan.com. A lot of medical news and information to catch up with. I went to a food conference. Well, it wasn't really a conference. It was sort of one of those you're invited to come to somebody's house and they talk about different things. This circumstance was a lady that's opening up a health food facility. She wanted to talk about food, but she's doing all kinds of other things in the facility. She has people come in and do facials, and they do body massage, and they do fix your back and all that sort of stuff. So it's a sort of an interesting care. It's certainly a typical, what you'd expect to find in Southern California, let's put it that way. I also attended a convention on Saturday that was focused on the brain and scanning the brain and what's going on in the brain, which perhaps if we don't run out of time, Jack, we can spend a moment or two talking about some of the things that captured my attention anyway at this convention. Jack and his wife, Mary, are responsible for the Forbidden Doctor website. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you'll find every week a fascinating investigation into a certain aspect of your health and well-being. They've been doing these podcasts for a couple of years now, and every week there's a new one. This week, this is part two, if I recall, the cancer focus and things that people need to be told that they aren't going to be told by your average practitioner. And that was, by the way, Jack, part of the conversation at this event I went to over the weekend, the focus on the brain,
yes.
Things that are being done that are not in your best interest often, things that you can find out about what's going on in your body that sometimes you don't get told because, as horrible as it sounds, it's not good for their bottom line. And you've heard us talk about that, folks, any number of times. So anyway, so let's get to this theory, the enzyme theory of cancer, which is the focus in part two of this cancer podcast. What you can't tell us, this would be like, spoiler alert, this is what's in it, so you don't have to listen to it, but give us some of the highlights of what people will find when they listen to this podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Well, we recently, the most recent one is, if you have cancer, no doctor will tell you this, part two, because it's been such a long podcast, we split it into two pieces. And we're focusing on the work of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez out of New York. He was trained as an oncologist, a cancer doctor at Sloan Kettering in New York. And during one of his summer breaks, he went to investigate some alternative cancer therapies going on around the country. And he came upon William Kelly in Texas, a doctor of dental surgery who came down with a terrible case of pancreatic cancer, although I suspect they're all terrible. And
pretty much
how
he, when you get somebody tell you.
Well, that's it. And how he cured himself of this. Mm-hmm. And so as Dr. Gonzalez began to study this man's records, there was patient after patient after patient after patient who was recovering from terminal cancer. Mm-hmm. And what had happened was Dr. Kelly was basing his work on an embryologist out of the University of Edinburgh back before the turn of the last century who had discovered that a growing embryo inside of a mammal, a mammalian uterus, acts exactly like a cancer cell. Mm. But there's a point where the developing placenta turns into a normal, rather than a rapidly growing, taking over the uterus kind of growth.
All right, let's stop there.
It suddenly slows down.
All right, let's stop there for a second, because I think you've just done something that is extraordinary. And what's so important about radio is that people can hear words and they can draw a picture in their mind. So most everybody And I've never heard it described the way you just described it. So let's go back a little bit to the equivalency imagery of a baby growing in the womb and a cancer, because they both are fed the same way. Now that you think, you just hit, flipped a light switch. Watching my grandson come through my daughter's womb and walking all of the things. I look at him today, and then I think, you know, 3 years ago, he looked like this in the womb, little ultrasound pictures of his head and his fingers being developed. But because the, and this could go for animals too. I was thinking about my time on the farm and how quickly the calves grow in the mothers. The gestation period is 9 months and 9 days for a cow, pretty much the same as it is for a human being, a little bit longer. But they, you look at the, you see the sperm and the egg and the idea of that, and they get together. And then just 9 months later, what drops out of there is this fabulous thing. But yet, the way that it grows as fast as it does, being fed by the blood that it does, you know, that's what cancer does. So,
well, that's it. And so you have the ovum, the female egg, which is the largest cell in the human body, fertilized by a sperm cell, the smallest cell in the human body. And they create something called the trophoblast. And this thing invades the wall of the uterus. But the uterus has been hormonally signaled to accept this and receive
it. To have it,
it
attached to it.
Right. And then all of a sudden you have this explosive growth. In fact, 90% of your growth as a human being occurs before you even leave the womb. Now,
isn't that amazing? Think about the cellular structure now. I mean, think about your bones. Think about your heart. Think about your brain. Think about your eyes. Think about all of that stuff comes from two cells getting together, and then they break to four, and then they break to eight, and then, but it's not random. You see, that's the thing, and this is what we were talking about, this brain convention, Jack. The fact there's nothing about this that's random. It's a plan. Somehow or other, this thing has developed into something that has complete organizational backing, if you will, from someplace. It's not random. Not by chance.
No, it's well, that's why they refer to as the miracle of human creation. I mean, there's certain miraculous things that seem to occur. But at some point, this explosive growth that occurs in the first 6-7 weeks has to slow down. And what Dr. Beard discovered well over 100 years ago was that the little itty-bitty tiny pancreas in this developing human being that is not hasn't developed enough to live on its own outside the womb, I mean, it's still in the first trimester, starts releasing pancreatic enzymes into the bloodstream. Now, there's nothing in the digestive system of this developing fetus baby to digest. But suddenly the pancreas is releasing trypsin and chemotrypsin, and on the very day that that happens, the explosive growth of the placenta slows down, and now the energy is going into this developing baby. If that doesn't happen, a very serious form of cancer called choriocarcinoma will take out the mother and the baby in the next week or two.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But this happens in all mammals. It's not just human beings. And so as he began to discover this, you know, I mean, and it took him a decade or two to put all these pieces together.
Sure.
He started taking cancer patients. And our understanding of cancer 100 years ago is almost as good as our understanding of cancer today. They knew what cancer was. And what he started doing was he would take these enzymes from from an animal's pancreas, like a pig, and take those very powerful enzymes and inject them into cancer tumors, and within a week or two, those tumors would totally digest and pass out of the body because those enzymes had the same effect in slowing down that cancer growth and then digesting the cancer as it did the placenta. And
so this exploded
throughout Europe, but there was something that stopped it.
So can we correlate the long-life energy enzymes that you have at Forbidden Dog, you and Mary have compounded this special group of enzymes. Are they akin to anything that we're talking about here that's produced
naturally? Yes, they're a heavy concentration of trypsin and chemotrypsin. There's a lot of different things that are in there, including desiccated pancreas itself, because we want to make sure.
What does that mean, desiccated?
It means dried out, dried down to powder. All moisture has been removed. And so we want to make sure that the whole pancreatic substance is present in these supplements, because there may be some aspect that hasn't been discovered yet. You know, this is of nutrition, of health, of something in the pancreatic gland itself that hasn't been discovered. So we want to make sure that's in there as well, because there may be some small, tiny little trigger that they haven't discovered in the laboratory yet. There's a lot of people will study lemons and they study apples and they study broccoli and they find some new chemical that's inside of that thing, some new compound they've never discovered before. And then suddenly, here's the thing that makes broccoli work. And they isolate that thing and concentrate it, and leaving out the rest of it, unknown factors that may very well be the trigger they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And so we make sure the whole thing is present.
All right, so these enzymes, and their, where'd that come from? Their ageless thyroid product is available. What in the world? Where'd that come from? The horse and the cough together, and they just, it floats in, and I can take a swallow and it goes away. Isn't that amazing? All right, so anyway, you'll have to tell me what is the reason for that, Jack.
You bet.
Long Life Energy Enzymes are available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And also the companion product, which is in some ways just as important for your body, for your life, ageless thyroid. This is something, these things are very important to give some of the things in your body a vacation. I think you've called it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Give your body a vacation. Give your body a rest. And take both of these as prescribed. Dr. Jack Starkwell and his wife Mary put them together. You can order them online at theforbiddendoctor.com. And if you want to order using a code Doug, D-O-U-G, it'll save you 10% off of whatever you buy there. Long Life Energy Enzymes, Ageless Thyroid, great products. Dr. Jack at 19 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
If you are a night owl, you may be more likely than early risers to develop serious health concerns. I'm Dr. Bornstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It may be that men who regularly stay up late face a higher risk of developing health problems like diabetes and sarcopenia, the gradual loss of muscle mass with aging. There's even worse news for women. Female night owls tended to have more belly fat and a higher risk of metabolic syndrome, which increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. We don't know exactly why this is, but nocturnal lifestyles can be associated with sleep disorders, and unusual eating times can affect the metabolism over the years. Some night owls smoke more and lead sedentary lives, which has a negative impact too. But here's the kicker. Even if you get as much sleep during the day as night sleepers, it doesn't undo the risk. So, night owls, even though you don't give a hoot about what morning people do, it may be time to conform.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, 10 ream cases of Staples multi-purpose paper are just $19.99.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now, 10 ream cases of Staples multi-purpose paper are just $19.99. In-store only, limit 2 per customer, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/15/17.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Now, 23 after the hour, Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell here every week at this time. He's a NUCA board certified practitioner, a GAPS practitioner, which equates the skeletal, the importance of the skeletal strength of your body to the importance of your gut and how it is. Now, this is becoming more and more mainstream. Jack was the only one who talked about this. When he and I first got together, whatever it was, 10, it's been more than 10. How long has it been? Since I came that time.
It's more than maybe 11, 12 years.
11, 12 years. I went to Salt Lake to the station there, K-Talk, that carries the program. And he was there. And I said, before I really actually had much to say, you've been listening to me for a long time because you were doing a program there as well. And you said, I want you to come to my clinic. I'm going to fix you right up. Because even then I was complaining about the things that I complain about now. And it's more maintenance than anything else. And, yeah, between you, the regular chiropractor, acupuncture, and physical therapy, I can deal with this thing. But a lot of people want to get a quick fix, like, give me a pill to fix it. I want everything to go away. I want my body to be perfect. Well, your body's not going to be perfect if you take a pill for stuff like this, or even if you have the operation.
That's the programming.
Yeah, pill. And that, by the way, came out during this brain conference. Remember, Jack says this all the time, and I don't want to take away from the starch of your message, but what things settle with me and make an impact. Use the right words, it's drawing a picture. Jack says, imagine the quarter that you have in your pocket, and that quarter is the size of the stem that holds your head onto the rest of your body. That's it. A quarter-sized thing holds your head on your neck, on your body. So when that gets screwed up, that affects everything, and that's what the NUCA practice basically focuses on. But in terms of the brain itself and the things that happen to the brain, concussions and all these other things, how we feed the brain, one of the things that came out that is not necessarily medicinal, but it's of note, there was somebody there who was the country or the world's foremost expert in gaming and what impact playing those video games has on your brain, especially the violence quotient. You know, we're all talking this week again about some other horrible thing happening in San Bernardino with a guy that just went nuts. And there's another division, Jack, that has to do with people in the service who they bring into the service, train them as pilots because they know how to use the joystick from the games, they know how to kill from the games, but then when they are back by themselves, a lot of them develop problems because they aren't social. They don't know how to deal with people that just know how to play games.
Oh, boy.
And
go ahead.
Well, anyway, that brought me around to thinking a lot about what's going on with all of us and how it is that we think and what juices go into our body and how complicated the body is, as you were describing earlier, how complicated the brain is and how it's so resilient. I mean, when you look at my x-rays of my neck, you ask me, or you say to me, I don't understand how you can even turn your neck because your neck's such a mess. And a lot of people have all of these things that disrupt their body, and there isn't sometimes a way to fix them. So you have to be very careful to guard your body and not put things into it, including thoughts that will make you crazy. And
I had four new patients yesterday that came in. Three of them that I took care of. One I consulted with, and as soon as her husband returns from Georgia, she wants to become a patient. Mm-hmm. And the youngest was 16. And the oldest was in their 50s. Mm-hmm. And I could point out exactly in the x-ray why they were having problems. And they'd sit there and their eyes would kind of bug out. Nobody ever told me that before. As well, nobody ever explained it the way I have.
Yeah. 10 minutes in the office, that's it. Get out. All right, we continue with our focus on Jack and the practical side of information, foods, questions. And this is all brought to you by the folks that bring you Super Beats. We'll tell you some stories about that, too, as we move along. There's an auto manufacturer's latest update. One of them has an update to their subcompact vehicle full of more upscale features and finishes than you've ever thought could fit into such a small package. Listen to this about this car from Jay Curtis.
Kia recently debuted their completely redesigned 2018 Rio sedan and five-door models at the New York International Auto Show. James Bell of Kia Motors America has more.
The all-new Rio really raises the bar in the subcompact segment by offering the perfect combination of fuel efficiency, technology, and advanced safety. And all of this is packaged in an athletic and confident design that feels the segment above. Available equipment includes a 7-inch touchscreen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, as well as autonomous emergency braking. A new Rio can be yours later this year.
Also on display in New York was Kia's second plug-in hybrid vehicle, the Niro PHEV, available later this year.
With the growing popularity of the new Niro crossover, the plug-in hybrid version is the next step in Kia's efforts to reduce emissions and make a 25% improvement in fuel economy across our lineup by the year 2020. Plus, does anyone really enjoy stopping for gas every week?
For more, go to Kia.com. Now you're in the know from Kia.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
A couple stopped to pick up a carpool friend who wasn't ready yet. So they decided to drive around the block a few times while they waited. They were pulled over and discovered, with a hefty ticket, that it's against the law in their town to pass the same point in the same direction more than 3 times in 3 hours. Whether you're waiting for someone or just plain lost doesn't matter. Someone decided circling the block is a threat to public safety. But the freedom to move around as we choose is an essential American liberty. This couple didn't do anything wrong, but became victims of an unnecessary law. It's time for city councils across the country to take a new look at their laws through the lens of liberty.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers.
It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Innovation is a hallmark of American healthcare, particularly where medicines are concerned. The people who benefit most from this innovation are American patients, but increasing restrictions by both public and private payers threaten patients' access to the very breakthrough drugs American industry produces. In a poll we took last year, 87% of respondents said that fostering policies that support medical innovation should be a top priority for members of Congress. But discovery isn't enough. 86% of those polls also said we must assure that Medicare and private health care plans cover new treatments and cures. Innovation is only half the picture. Giving patients access to the cures that innovation produces is what makes a world-class healthcare system. Policymakers should take note. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
After the hour now, my pleasure to present to you once again Dr. Jack Stockwell from the Nooka Chiropractic practice that he has in Salt Lake City. You can go online to ForbiddenDoctor.com, JackStockwell.com, hear the story, get the story. We'll focus on some more news and information that will influence you, hopefully to the positive. One of the things, speaking of that, we've set up a special telephone line. And it would be nice for you to call this line. It's 800-282-2333, 800-282-2333. Every week, we're asking you to give us your opinion on a special issue. And then you have, after you voted, have some special offers for you to take advantage of. Fabulous things. I was talking earlier about a back brace that's there. You can find out about that. But there are dozens of other offers after you give us your reaction to the question of the week. So because there are a lot of religious holidays during the week and the weekend, the spending of time sometimes is required. Sometimes we like it, sometimes we don't. Do you make spending time with your family a priority? We'll ask you to press 1 for yes or press 2 for no when you dial this number, 800-282-2333. Answer the question yes or no, and then after that, there are some very important offers that will be kind of fun for you to go through. Call now and tell us what you think. 800-282-2333 for the special question of the week. Dr. Jack brought to you all of his expertise, all of the things that we can do to help you out through the courtesy of the folks that make Super Beats. And yes, when I say make, that may be a misnomer, Jack, because the beats are grown. God makes those beats. If you believe, as I do, and I think Jack does, that there is a great deal of intricacy in our lives and in life itself, and things that are so fabulous. People discover things, like the major property that beets have in them is nitric oxide. And that nitric, there are nitrates in an organic, this is an organic, non-GMO beet that has nitrates in them. And that makes it the best concentrated source of nitrites or nitric oxide, NO, if you will. This is the miracle molecule that opens up your arteries. It's astounding. Again, we're talking about the way the body works. We were talking earlier about how the body develops in the womb from one cell that gets together with another cell, and then it divides and it creates this body that has how many hundreds of miles of plumbing in it? How many miles of nerves and the bones and the skin, the fact that it recreates itself every 3 months. It's just a fascinating, amazing thing that it works. And so one of the things Mother Nature has done, which is, I guess another reference to God, Mother Nature, is to instill in the beets this nitric oxide. When you take it, it opens up your arteries and gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to everywhere in your body. Those little teeny the microvessels that you have in your body. You understand, Jack, without all this stuff, nothing would work. And you see that when we don't get enough blood flow, things stop working. Well,
we developed along with food on this planet. And, you know, whether you believe that some lightning bolt hit some primordial pond and created an amino acid, or that we were placed here by a supreme loving intelligence, The fact is that we were based as a life form in communion with the life forms around us. Mm-hmm. And not the rocks and the minerals. Yeah. It's what eats the rocks and the minerals and converts that incredible energy into a plant. And we're designed to eat the vegetable kingdom or something that ate the vegetable kingdom because we don't have time to sit around and graze all day long. We're designed to create and to improve the race and conquer the universe, these kinds of things, which requires special, select kinds of foods. And various types of foods, especially root vegetables like a beet, have the energy of the sun so concentrated in it that you can, with eating one beet, or in this case, a couple of teaspoons of beet powder, get that energy that the sun pounded the earth with during the life of that beet, and you can get it into your system. And I mean, it's such a simple, efficient, concentrated way to get the energy of the sun into you. And then as the major point you're making there, beets have two great, great advantages. Number one, supplying of nitric oxide that causes the blood vessels, the microvessels, as you're saying, to dilate so that you get more oxygen-rich blood into the brain, into the various organs of the body, but also beets thin the bile so that the bile coming from the liver to the gallbladder and then into the digestive system flows like a river rather than moving like cold honey. And that leads to all kinds of digestive problems if you've got a sluggish bile formation. So you've got two home runs here in 2 teaspoons of this material.
Super beets. Take Dr. Jack's advice. Call 800-655-4183. I love the way you say it acts in communion. The vegetables, the product we eat, act in communion with our body. That's what Super Beets does. It's a communal experience. So if you're over 40, no matter what else you're doing to help your body survive and thrive, call 800-655-4183, or you can go online to DougLikesBeets.com. You'll get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets, and then you'll get free shipping. Mention Dr. Jack or Doug. All of this stuff is guaranteed, by the way, or your money back. Doesn't work? You don't think we're full of old shoes? And just send it back and you get your money back. But I'll tell you something. These people have been on the air here with me almost 3 years, and they've been around, and now you hear more and more people talking about them because they do what they say they will do. The product works. 800-655-4183. Stop worrying about your blood pressure. Get the blood everywhere to keep your body healthy by using Super Beets. 800-655-4183 or at DougLikesBeets.com. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found Americans are logging more miles behind the wheel, and other numbers show our crowded roadways are deadlier than ever. Julie Parsons is Senior Vice President of Vehicle Product Management at Allstate.
It's estimated that more than 40,000 people died in car crashes last year, making it potentially the deadliest year on America's roads since 2007.
Continuing its efforts to put the brakes on distracted driving, Allstate is kicking off its fifth annual Reality Rides Tour. Participants sit in a high-tech virtual reality car and safely experience the dangers of distracted driving. The 2017 tour will visit 50 cities across North America, more than double the events of 2016. Feedback shows the experience has an impact.
Nearly 60% of people surveyed after trying reality rides during previous tours say they'll never text and drive, and more than half say they won't let others drive distracted.
To learn more and find a reality ride stop near you, visit facebook.com/xthetext.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a tip, an exercise tip. Did you know that 15 minutes in a spin class could hurt you? Most people think they go to the spin class, they're going to be well off. Well, this is one particular woman named Laura Peterson who began feeling sick. Actually, she almost passed out after 15 minutes. She initially brushed off the symptoms as the result of an intense session, but a couple of days later, her urine turned dark, her thigh muscles were swollen. She was putting on a sock and really hurt. Her thighs were hurting. I was afraid. I knew something was wrong. She went to the emergency room, found out that she had developed a potentially fatal condition in which the skeletal muscle rapidly deteriorates. It can be caused by either internal or external injury. Can result in kidney failure. In fact, doctors told her that she was lucky she hadn't severely damaged her kidneys by the time she got to the hospital. Spinning, does that cause the condition? Dr. Maureen Brogan says spinning is great exercise, but people should be aware they need to take it slowly in the beginning. There ought to be some guidelines where you go for your spinning classes. The doctors recently had seen a couple of other young adults at the medical center where they practice who had similar symptoms. The issue with spinning, the doctor says, is that you're using some of the largest muscles in your body, the quadriceps and the gluteus maximus. They're pretty intense. If the exercise is too intense, the muscles might not get enough oxygen, can swell up, break down, and burst open. You know, I wonder about that. I think about the exercising that I'm doing in the weight room and the amount of weight I'm just pushing around. I've got up to like 750 pounds with my legs pushing that, and the muscles are big there, but you know, I guess you wonder. Yeah, you have to take it, I think. You have to take your time and build up gradually. Maybe that's the advice. All right, 43 after the hour now. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell from theforbiddendoctor.com. We're going to talk about foods and that sort of thing. I want to relate what you were saying. I am reading an article in today's LA Times, Jack, about the spray that is used not only here in California where I am, but where you are, and pretty much every state, any agricultural state today. And in fact, you don't really have to be in agriculture. This stuff is sprayed on gardens at home, on Little League baseball fields. It's sprayed on the corn, the soybeans, crops that are grown to be fed to animals and to people. 10 million pounds of glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, are applied just in the state of California every year. And now, because Monsanto have been trying to keep this from the public, there's been a year-long legal battle. But the Environmental Health News here has announced that this stuff is absolutely a carcinogen that causes cancer. And now the science is settled into this. The cancer arm of the World Health Organization has deemed this a carcinogen. Regulators, because of the influence of Monsanto, have played down the cancer risk, including the EPA, saying this new jerk that's in there says it's low toxicity for humans. That's a bunch of baloney. This is all of this science, and I'm not always a big fan of science because it displeases. I mean, it displaces whatever is done before. and comes up with new facts, et cetera, et cetera. But when you look at the these things that keep coming in about Monsanto and this stuff, the cancer that's caused by this is now pretty well confirmed. So, you
most
know, the
European countries, most European countries absolutely ban the use of glyphosate because those governments are paying for the health care of their citizens.
Right. So when we talk about cancer, your focus this week on the Forbidden Doctor is part two of this cancer thing. What can we take away from the information that I've just laid on people as far as what's happening with Monsanto and Roundup, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I'm looking, by the way, at these the football fields and stuff. They're getting sprayed with this stuff. You don't want your kids. The things that are used, let me give you another example or way to know. The homes that have, like, some of these trucks that come around, they spray their home to get rid of all the weeds.
Yeah.
And then your dog goes out and rolls in that stuff, and your children play in the grass.
That brings up a good point. Well, what profession in America is the most dangerous in the sense of poisons?
Somebody who sprays that is going around with fertilizer.
Professional golfers.
Oh, golfing. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Professional golfers. Number two, hairdressers. But number one is professional golfers, because when a particular country club or golf links or whatever else knows they're going to be on national television, what do they do for 3 months to that grass before they show up on television? Mm-hmm. It is absolutely loaded with the very stuff you're talking about. Yep. And as these guys walk down the fairways kicking this stuff up into the air, they have some of the most toxic bodies that are out there. And, of course, a hairdresser, for obvious reasons, is number two.
Yeah. All right. So how can we apply that information to this podcast, again, with a focus on enzymes and how you keep your body healthy and strong, even in spite of all the things that may be around us in the atmosphere and around in our everyday lives?
Well, some of the most respected cancer researchers in America claim that almost every American who lives to 70 years old is going to have anywhere from 5 to 6 to 7 appearances of cancer that starts to grow in their bodies during that lifetime. But the majority of them, it will never get past a real developmental stage. Why? Because your body, your body is strong enough and resilient enough through the immune system and through these enzymes to destroy that growing cancerous growth. The people who succumb to cancer, there's various reasons why. There's mental-body connections, there's emotional connections, there's poor nutrition connections, there's slow, sluggish immune response connections to all of this. But what I'm talking about is the majority of people who have cancer growing in them, the body destroys it, and they never even know it. And how do we know that? It was because when people get different blood tests at different times, sometimes cancer markers are looked for, and a cancer marker shows up. 6 months later, it's there. It's gone. It's completely gone, and there's no trace of it whatsoever anymore. So we know that this stuff comes and goes and comes and goes, especially with breast cancers and mammograms. Something that shows up on a mammogram, and this has created a whole new cottage industry around that, but things that can be in a mammogram may be completely gone 6 months, 12 months later. I don't want to get into that now, but that's backing up what I'm trying to say here, which is one of the reasons why we created these enzymes, is to make sure there's plenty of this enzyme strength in the body so that if you have a weak or sluggish pancreas, you're able to supplement what the pancreas does to keep cancer at bay.
All right. So all of that, again, available, the information is available, the product's available at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. In a moment, we're going to go through a list of foods that are high on everybody's list. Which ones ought to get the best stamp of approval? We'll talk about that in a moment here. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit secretknock.co to learn more and apply now.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
About 53 and change after the hour. Pleasant, informative sounds. A lot of people like to listen to Jack and I together, and that's a good thing. Jack and me together. Jack and, that's the correct English. I got to have my head in the right place to give people the right information. ForbiddenDoctor.com for Jack's information. Every week, the new podcast, all the things that reference what's going on in your health. Jack and I are going to go through a number of foods. A chart has been presented to me by a doctor who is a hyperbaric medicine specialist. And not only does he focus on oxygen in your system, but the right foods that help create an oxygen-friendly system. And remember, there's the three basic groups here. We're talking about oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide. Aren't those the three most important gases in your body? Oxygen, carbon
yes,
dioxide.
Yes, oxygen is the most life-saving.
Yeah.
Carbon dioxide is the most life-stifling.
Yeah.
You know, a 4% oxygen or a 4% carbon dioxide atmosphere, just 4% you could not survive in. So your body's got to get that out as much as it needs to efficiently get in the oxygen.
All right, and so... Well, go ahead. Finish.
And then
that.
The nitric, of course. Nitric is what there's other functions of it, but the main function is to cause dilation, opening up of the blood vessels to get more oxygen to the deeper tissues.
Right. All right. So in a moment, we'll rate some important foods for you. Stand by for that next year on Good Day Health.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Innovation is a hallmark of American healthcare, particularly where medicines are concerned. The people who benefit most from this innovation are American patients, but increasing restrictions by both public and private payers threaten patients' access to the very breakthrough drugs American industry produces. In a poll we took last year, 87% of respondents said that fostering policies that support medical innovation should be a top priority for members of Congress. But discovery isn't enough. 86% of those polls also said we must assure that Medicare and private health care plans cover new treatments and cures. Innovation is only half the picture. Giving patients access to the cures that innovation produces is what makes a world-class healthcare system. Policymakers should take note. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, so the food rating chart, Jack. The best things, according to this, maybe there's no, it's a circle the ones that I'm eating or using. Oil from fish, primrose oil, even, is that, that's the same as evening primrose, isn't it? Primrose oil?
It comes from the plant, the evening primrose.
Right. Yeah. Lecithin in foods. Where do you get, what foods have lecithin in them? Do you know?
Well, actually, one of the more common sources of lecithin is a fat. It's a very thin fat. Mm-hmm. You know how you have different grades of oil, some are thicker, yeah, some are thinner. Same thing, yeah, with vegetable oils. And actually, soybean lecithin is a very good source of it because it doesn't, yeah, have any of the soybean protein in there that's dangerous to the human body.
How do we know when you hear these things all the time? How do we know which is what?
The Forbidden Doctor is all about, Doug. Mm-hmm. We've got, 112 podcasts now. We've covered that many different subjects. And how do you know? I'll tell you one good source is the Weston A. Price Organization in California. Right. WestonAPrice.org is a great, it's one of the best sources in this country to get that kind of information. But we talk about this stuff on the Forbidden Doctor podcast. But lecithin thins the fats in the body to make the fats more transferable transportation of the fats throughout the system a lot better. Lecithin also helps to break down fat deposits that are in the blood vessels, just like evening primrose oil does. But these have to be in a raw state. You don't cook with vegetable oils. You just simply do not cook with a vegetable oil. They're too fragile, and they end up causing all kinds of problems in the body.
Right.
And the lecithin is an absolute, just something that needs to be in the diet every day to keep those blood vessels moving the way they're supposed to. Or the blood.
All right. One of the other things in your food that has lecithin, cabbage. I had some cabbage the other night after I read this for the first time.
Great.
You don't want to be too close to somebody for a while. It's very good for your for your system.
Well, it keeps plaque in suspension.
Yeah, does it? Okay, that's good to know. All right, lots of good information here. Thank you, Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.